This is Traveling the Bluegrass, brought to you by H&R AgriPower. Here's Alan Watts.
A retired Fulton County farmer says he continues to be concerned about regulations and their impact on the farm, but has always loved to watch things grow. Kentucky Farm Bureau board member Glenn Howell says he retired from a traditional row crop operation.
We farmed about 3,400 acres in Fulton County and some in Obion County, Tennessee, and then I retired and rented my ground out. We were doing corn, soybeans, and we did some hemp.
Howell says the farm is now leased to some other local farmers.
We were about third and two-thirds, third corn and two-thirds soybeans. We had like 70 or 80 acres of hemp a couple of times. And when we retired, we rented our ground out, young boys here, and then another farmer here in the county.
He adds the farm dates back a few generations.
I grew up, of course, here, and we live on my grandfather's farm. I spent 5 years in the Navy and Submarine Service, and then when we came home, we went to farming on our own, and I farmed with my wife's father. We farmed, my grandfather's farm was in the soil bank, and when it came out, then we put it in production.
Traveling the Bluegrass will return in a moment. Grass, weeds, and small brush are no match for H&R AgriPower's authentic Bush Hog rotary cutters. For corn stalk shredding, pasture maintenance, roadside cutting, or lawn care, Bush Hog brand rotary cutters are famous for durability. So famous, there are many imitations, but only Bush Hog rotary cutters are tough enough to wear the Bush Hog brand. A wide selection of models, sizes, and hitches makes it easy to match your job and budget. Available at H&R AgriPower, your premier Bush Hog dealer, with five locations in Kentucky, Hopkinsville, Russellville, Morganfield, Owensboro, and Mayfield.
We live in such a beautiful state. The Commonwealth is full of scenery, just waiting to be captured with a photo. Your Ag Edge wants you to showcase our state. Some have already emailed beautiful snapshots. Now we want yours. Email your pics to youragedge@edgemediagroup.net. Let us know a little about your pic, too. Once again, email your photos to youragedge@edgemediagroup.net. You could see them very soon at youragedge.com. That's youragedge.com.
You're listening to Traveling the Bluegrass with Alan Watts, brought to you by H&R AgriPower.
Fulton County farmer Glenn Howell says he's concerned about increasing regulations.
Waters of the U.S. Is a big problem, or could be, will be. You got chemical issues, you've got foreign markets.
He says he still loves to watch crops grow and see the results.
Planting a crop and watching it come up and watch it grow, and then to harvest. I love running the combine. That was a great experience for me, and I love planting seed. So I think, just watching things evolve.
Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Traveling the Bluegrass and listen to the podcast at youragedge.com. I'm Alan Watts, Traveling the Bluegrass.